This is WKAR Online. Despite the noticeable strengths of Lansing's economy, a number of employers struggle with a shortage of qualified IT workers. Increasingly, information technology jobs go unfilled for weeks and months. Employers and job seekers alike are hoping a new multi-million-dollar skills initiative, ePathways, will help close the gap. WKAR's Mark Bayshore has more.
Late last year, the Capital Area IT Council landed a $4.4 million federal grant to launch ePathways. For the next 4 years, its goal is to turn out more software programmers, developers, and database administrators. IT Council Executive Director Andrea Reagan says it's a hot field.
In the capital area, unemployment hovers around 8% right now, but in the IT industry specifically, it's around 1% or 2%. So IT employees are a very high demand.
ePathways offers to pay for schooling for displaced or dislocated workers who have some qualifications for the field. It could be their work history, previous schooling, or aptitude. One participant helping steer the initiative is encouraged. R.J. Patrick oversees an IT staff of more than 50 at the Michigan Education Special Services Association, MESA, in East Lansing. The health plan provider wants to accommodate a growing number of policyholders who want to do business online.
Being able to securely get that information out there for them is a challenge, and that's really right now one of our biggest needs, is finding people like that that can understand it and make that happen for us.
MESA's currently looking for IT people and expects more openings this summer. Patrick says that a couple of times in recent years, the company's been strapped.
We would have openings go unfilled for a year.
Patrick estimates current IT and related job openings in the Lansing area number into the hundreds. The Sparrow Health System alone has filled dozens of IT positions in the past year. A spokesman says 10 openings are currently posted and others will follow.
There's no longer the debate, do we need IT, is this going to help? It's to when and how much.
Clark Anderson is the CEO at East Lansing-based IT services company AJ Boggs. He's also the president-elect of the Capital Area IT Council.
There's companies that are doing everything from dashboard systems to mobile computing to electronic medical record systems. And I think it reflects the whole economy that all of us are becoming IT professionals. I mean, we need it to do our daily business everywhere.
Anderson says over 200 companies in the region now have IT professionals on staff. Lansing Community College began placing the first ePathways students into computer courses just last month. All are aiming for a 4-year computer science degree. Should they fall short, they might still complete associate's degrees or skilled certifications. As promising as it sounds, planners remind applicants of what might seem obvious, that if this were easy work, there wouldn't be so many openings. Again, MESA's R.J. Patrick.
Those who may not have a real diehard interest in it, but, you know, okay, train me and I'll go do it, those are going to be tough to get through because these aren't easy classes. You know, a lot of these guys put in a ton of hours.
Classes are available to help people get their math up to speed, but organizers say applicants should have taken algebra in high school. So far, the demands don't deter Doug Wood. The Holt resident holds a few basic computer programming certifications and has some training in computer network security. He thinks those and his enthusiasm got him admitted to the program.
This is my destiny. I have a passion for it. I like electronics and stuff and computers, so it's not only just for me, but it's for my whole family.
Workforce professionals say Lansing's economic vitality is tied to its capacity to turn out or attract more qualified IT workers. Alongside manufacturing, insurance, state government, and MSU, they say IT will be an inevitable feature of a healthy economy into the 21st century. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Mark Bayshore.